This is Twit.
All right, so what happened today? Well, we've got Microsoft happening today. They held an Xbox Games Showcase stream this morning, and there was a ton of gameplay footage, next-gen gameplay footage shared, which will, of course, be explored deeply when the new console comes out. That's the Xbox Series X. That happens sometime later this year. Ian Schur from CNET followed along during the live event and joins us to talk about it. Welcome, Ian.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing awesome. It's great to have you back. So you were following along with this live stream, as I was, and I actually had checked out the PlayStation stream, like which I think was about a month ago. So this really reminded me of that in many ways. It's kind of the same type of deal, like get excited about our games. Here's what we have coming up, but here's just a little bit of extra information you didn't already know. Let's start off with the titles. Like, are you an Xbox fan? Are there titles here that they revealed today that get you excited? What should we know about?
Yeah, well, I have all of it. So I've definitely spent a lot of time on Xbox, PlayStation, Nintendo, and so on. So I think that what's really interesting is that Microsoft is trying to push this idea that, you know, a lot of people criticized them for a long time of not having enough exclusive games, which is something Sony invested a lot in the last generation. And so now, this time, today, I think they showed off something like 22 what they call launch exclusives. So they're, you know, just pushing down the door. And it includes games like Halo Infinite, right, which is the big gun. Fable, which is a well-liked game. From many years ago, State of Decay, which is a zombie game, again, a popular title, Forza, the driving game, again. So you can kind of see a theme, right? Not only are they making sure that they've got a bunch of games people like, but they're also taking out the big guns for getting people's attention because Sony has done such a good job in the last generation of doing that.
Yeah, indeed. And there was a lot to get excited about. Like you mentioned, the Halo game, that's going to be the one that, you know, all eyeballs are on. It's been a little while that people have been waiting for this. And I don't know, did that kind of preview into Halo jump out at you as very different? It's probably promising a lot of what people have come to expect. Just it looks so much more marvelous.
Yeah, it's funny. The thing I remember, I spent 6 months with the Halo team back when they were doing Halo 4, when I did a story for the Wall Street Journal about it before I joined CNET. And one of the things that we talked about was that it took them a while. It was the first game they built without Bungie, right? After Bungie had split off and started on Destiny. And they said the biggest thing they wanted to do was build a Halo game just to prove that they could do it in the first place. And I feel like that was what it felt like today. It felt like a Halo game. Like, it didn't surprise me in any way that it wasn't a Halo game. So that's a plus for them. You know, there was definitely a lot of visual, complexity and all that stuff you expect from a Halo game. But, you know, one of the things that I think they also tried to do was show us some new stuff, a lot more kind of visual flourish, a lot more of the energy weapons and stuff that people might be excited by. Little bit of story that if you don't know what happened, you're completely in the dark and you don't understand, but that's okay. And, you know, I think that people who are fans are excited, and people who are not into Halo at this point are not going to be drug along because there was a lot of inside baseball in that demo that they showed.
Yeah, indeed. Now, I mean, obviously, there are a lot of games. We don't need to talk about all the games. I think what's interesting, though, is that we're hearing a lot about kind of the Game Pass hooks here. Yes. Talk a little bit about how heavily Microsoft seems to be leaning in to Game Pass and what that might mean as we get closer to this release of the next console, which, I mean, as far as I can tell through what we know about Game Pass, really doesn't require you to have the console at all, right? Like, you could just do this on a PC and have access to a lot of the games you saw today anyways.
Yeah, so it's a really fascinating thing that's happened. I remember when Xbox Game Pass first came out a few years ago, and people were like, we'll see whether Microsoft keeps with the price. $9.99 seemed really low to a lot of people. They're like, they'll hike it up to $50 at some point. And they never did, and they started adding more games. And then they added the PC element so that you not only have Game Pass for the console, but you have Game Pass for the PC, and you pay a monthly fee, and you get access to all these games. And then last year, they came out with the Game Pass Ultimate version, which gives you access to the PC and the console together and Xbox Live, which is the whole playing with other people. And it's $15 a month, and people seem to really like it. Every time I hear about it on the web from some of Microsoft's biggest critics, they all say this is one of the best deals in gaming because you've got like 200 games or something that you're able to access between the PC and the console. And as you point out, when the next generation console, the Series X, comes out later this year, you're not going to have it to be able to play some of these games. They'll just be on Xbox Games Pass. And as long as they're available for a PC, you win. It's a really interesting approach.
Yeah, no kidding. Very, very enticing. You know, the bar is being lowered so much for people who don't want to spend the money on a console. Of course, you know, Stadia is another example of this. There's a lot of options here that we did not have a couple of years ago. That's really appealing for the person who just doesn't want to spend $300, $400, $500 for a console right out of the gate just to participate and then get games on top of that. Which, speaking of release dates and that sort of stuff, did we get any details as far as, like, I mean, obviously I know we don't have a specific date, but I think I saw holiday snuck in there, which is what what Sony's doing with their PlayStation launch. So we still don't know any specifics as far as this is concerned, but it really strikes me that it seems like a game of cat and mouse, or like, you know, one of them wants to release when, or neither one of them wants to release how much.
Yeah, it's funny. I actually asked Xbox head Phil Spencer about this because, you know, I, of course, when I spoke to him last week, I had to ask him what the price was and the date that it was coming out. And he appreciated that I asked, even though he chuckled at me. And one of the things I said is I found it really funny that there's this talk on the internet about the cat and mouse game between Sony and Microsoft, who's going to blink first and lose the game of chicken. And he said, you know, that's not what they're trying to do, which you can believe him or not. They just want to kind of build the hype their way, which, you know, okay, maybe that's true. And but it is leaving us all kind of wondering, well, when will it come out? Both he and Microsoft CFO have said that they are definitely going to hit their launch date. And Sony has said the same thing. There's a lot of debate about whether there'll be enough of them. And then there's a question about how much they're going to charge. And both Sony and Microsoft seem to have an understanding that the economy is in a tough spot. This is a time when people are starting to question whether they even want to own a console anymore. And those types of things are things that I think that they're actually trying to figure out as they're figuring out the price and everything and how they're going to position it. And you may remember, Microsoft, you can pay a monthly fee and get an Xbox, and that's it. Like, you don't have to put money down on it. And Sony, I believe, is starting to do something similar. I forget. But it's very clear these companies realize they need to come up with other ways to convince people to buy a box to go under their TV.
Yeah. Now, one way to convince people to buy your box or virtual box, you know, in the cloud or however you want to put it, is to have a good amount of really hot exclusives. Obviously, we talked about Halo as being a really great exclusive. How many exclusives are we going to be looking forward to when this console supposedly releases sometime later this year? And like, does that stack up to what we know about the PlayStation offerings?
Yeah, it's hard to tell. Like, these people throw out numbers that are hard for me to even wrap my head around. Like, I remember last year, Microsoft said they had shown us 50 new games at E3. And I'm like, going through my head, I'm like, was it really 50? Maybe there was like a quick one. but that's what, I mean, the thing is that a lot of this is about the speeds and feeds, right? It's about having the bigger number than the other guy. And I totally respect that Microsoft feels sensitive about making sure people feel like they're not just selling a Halo box and then a thing that plays everyone else's games. They want to say, hey, we have exclusives too. So they said they have 22 launch exclusives, and we'll see whether that's something that actually stacks up in a way people would expect, right? Some of them are going to be kind of these lower tier games that maybe are not as popular, but review well and or have their own little cult followings, and that's cool. Sony definitely has some big guns of its own. The biggest one probably is that they've announced that the next Spider-Man game, which is the one that focuses around Miles Morales, that one is going to be launching with the PS5. So we've got kind of, you know, Master Chief against Spider-Man. We'll see who wins. But, you know, I think that those are the two that really matter this time. And then next year, we're going to have another set of really high profile games. The rest of them, you know, maybe it matters to the hardcore fans, but everyone else, they're really thinking about Halo and Spider-Man. That's it.
Master Chief versus Spider-Man. I see a combination game coming out of that. I'm not sure if it's a fighting game or what it is, but I like the
Nintendo
idea of that.
Could make it. Then it's, you know, even it's like Switzerland.
Yeah, totally. We'd have everyone covered at that point. So then speaking of kind of like the compelling offering, now we're learning more about both of these platforms. They're both releasing it about the same time. There's a lot of similarity between what's going on both sides of the camp. Which one has you most intrigued and interested? Which is the one that you're like, all right, that's the most compelling one?
I have my reasons for both of them, honestly. I think that I'm really curious to see how Sony keeps its momentum up from the last generation, because they really knocked it out of the park, right? The PS4 is one of the best-selling consoles of all time, and they have had some really successful games. It, you know, The Last of Us Part 2, one of the best-selling games ever made. You've got games like Spider-Man, which did incredibly well, and a lot of us expected to be a campy mess, and it turned into a really successful game. So I'm really curious to see how this plays out for them the next generation, whether they can keep that going. With Microsoft, they are very clearly planning for a point where it no longer matters if I'm buying a console. And the fight that's ending up between them philosophically, which there's always one for every new generation, is whether or not we need a new generation or whether we can just, you know, have an Xbox Series X that does slightly nicer looking visuals than the Xbox One S, which you can still buy and all of that. Or you say PS5 only, you have to buy that to play these games. And that's what I'm intrigued by, is to see how gamers land on that. And then ultimately, in 5-7 years, whether we're going to buy another console or whether this is it. And we're just gaming on the Sony social network and the Microsoft social network. And that's what really matters. It's going to be fascinating.